It can be used to make rope, cloth, and paper. Or you can smoke it and see God. I looked up at him and said, "Well, how do you know this, Pops?" And he said, "Because I smoke it and see God." Now, talk up, fool. You think I came up here for a damn hike?
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
His messages add so much to the holiday spirit, don't they?
Oh, so much. He's so wholesome.
I've already gotten a report from Ray Ray that the fun has begun at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard.
Nice. We'll
be over there a little bit later. He is such a great guy. Everybody, that look, if you've always thought about joining us on Wednesday night, please do. Just break the ice and we'll get you introduced. You're going to meet a lot of great people. I think Papa John is bringing me the goods tonight.
Oh, nice.
Farm eggs.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought you meant.
Yeah. No, those are the ones you don't... See, I make breakfast for the crew here
right,
in the morning.
Right.
I'm sorry I don't cook for you.
It's fine. I understand.
But when I make an omelet or scrambled eggs using the farm eggs that he brings, they are tastier. They're very yellow. It's a rich yellow. They're very flavorful. You can tell the difference. And they work not only in scrambled eggs, or tomorrow we're doing chili. Now, I may have enough of that where I could leave some for you. I made a big pot of chili.
Because
It'll be still a bit nipply in the morning and it'll still work. Or I could do, you know, cheese omelets with chili.
Ooh, on top?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
I could do that.
That sounds awesome.
Very cheesy. So, why did I bring this up? Anyway, go to Baumhauer's and join us tonight.
All right.
Meet some nice people. Expand your social universe. Brad McDonald will be joining us from Salt Lake City shortly. One of the neat things yesterday, when we were trading in Shondor's Saturn, which served him well at Jack Ingram, I asked the guy, I said, "Take a look at this car, see if you can tell." Because when you turn it, you have to report any damage or anything that might have been fixed. And he had a very minor fender bender, but I just wanted to see if they would notice or be able to tell. And they couldn't. Which I think is a testimony to the great work they do at Montgomery Paint and Body, because that's where we took the car. You know, what they have in Montgomery Paint and Body that they don't have anywhere else is the legacy of the Turner family and their value system. It's just back, you know, 30, 40 years ago, I wouldn't call it necessarily corruption. There was a lot of wink, wink, nod, nod when it came to insurance payouts for wrecks, because body shop owners figure, well, the owner's not going to know if I skip that step. They do the exterior cosmetic stuff, the stuff that's obvious, but not the behind-the-scenes stuff, which is really just as important. And Donnie would not play that game. And 30 years later, they are now the gold standard in automotive body repair. My insurance company, who I consider to be one of the very best, which is why I choose them, was there at MPB shooting a video, watching their techniques. You know, when you have a wreck, there's literally a forensic process, because the impact goes far beyond the dent that you see on the outside. When I had that fusion, I got hit from behind, but not hard, just enough to do, you know, a little cosmetic damage to the back fender. But I took it over there anyway, and what I did not realize, because Donnie himself got underneath the car, and I said, "What's down there that you're concerned about?" And he said, "Well, it was a hybrid. And all the hybrid connections were right behind the area that was struck. Very important to check those out." Fortunately, there was no damage there, but I don't know that everybody would look or take that step. I just know that thoroughness is their middle name. They check everything out. And when you tell your insurance adjuster, you pay the premiums when you need your car repaired from an accident, choose MPB, because they'll be happy. They know they're going to get, I hate to use this cliche term, bang for your buck, but that's what it's all about, getting the best possible outcome for the money that's going to be paid from MPB. When they redeliver your car to you after it's been in their capable hands, They want your jaw to drop, your eyes to open wide, and go wow, because your car has not looked that good since the day it rolled off the showroom floor. Really. Montgomery Paint and Body, 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. It's 506. It's also spring.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic as we kick off the 5 o'clock rush hour. And if you're out there in the traffic, you know it's busy. We have an accident in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in front of the Murphy Express gas station, so be careful there. Police are also working an accident on Coliseum Boulevard in front of Eastbrook and Selma Highway at the Mobile Highway. If you are on the boulevard, it is extremely crowded and it is slow at most of the major intersections. We have a big crowd around the Troy Highway, also at Vaughn Road and I-85. And there's a huge bunch of cars in between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. We don't see a lot of problems on I-65. Everything's rolling there pretty well. On I-85, we have an accident between Ann Street and Mulberry Street. That one will be cleaned up before too much longer, but you're going to slow down when you get down to the interchange. So be careful and watch the traffic merging out of downtown on your right. The other busy spots are the Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road, so let's use care this afternoon and get home safely. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza, Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. The wife of a South Alabama man charged with capital murder in the slaying of two teenagers nearly 20 years ago says he's innocent. Jeanette McCraney defended her husband, 45-year-old Coley McCraney. Jeanette McCraney says her husband is a truck driver and minister who puts other people first. Officials in Dale County say genetic testing provided the link that resulted in McCraney's arrest last week. A one-time aid to former First Lady Michelle Obama will review workplace practices at the Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery. A statement from the center says attorney Tina Chen will conduct a top-to-bottom review of the liberal nonprofit organization. The Law Center is best known for its work monitoring extremist groups. It fired founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified reasons last week. And that's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Lots going on. Besides the fact that it's the first day of spring, we've got that full supermoon out there tonight. Partly cloudy, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, great day. More sun. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing the 70-degree mark. Friday's high around 71. Another great day. And mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Perfect forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. The pollen count still in the very high range right on through the end of the week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Besides, it's spring break, right?
Spring break! Yeah!
Spring break, spring.
Enjoy your booze-soaked, shameless, scantily clothed, debauchery-filled escape without parental supervision. What could possibly go wrong?
Wildest spring break ever.
Well, let me ask, young
Joey,
any spring break stories in your life to tell?
Not really. Unfortunately, not really.
I have one.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't me that was enjoying spring break. My second or third year, started making decent money, so I decided to get an apartment on Fort Lauderdale Beach in a condo. It was on the ninth floor. You could see the ocean. It's only 5 minutes from the radio station. Underground parking garage. There's a story attached to that, too. That's, oh, God. That's another story. Like, how come I didn't get fired for that one? But what I didn't understand was this, this is in September. It's very quiet along Fort Lauderdale Beach in September. And it was nice and serene. A little busy at Christmas time. And then March came.
Mm-hmm.
And my building was right next to the, what, it's gone now, but it was the Yankee Trader Hotel. And it was nothing more than a giant dorm for drunkenness for 2 months. And I guess it was fun for them. I'm 9 stories up. I can't sleep because of the noise, the screaming, the crap going on 9 stories below. I don't know what. So I finally started bombing them with eggs. I bought a couple of dozen eggs, and I found a way to fling an egg out my window with the window open very little, so nobody could tell from down there where it was coming from, because they were too wasted anyway. And I hit a few. I didn't kill anybody.
Okay, good.
It was an egg.
Did you get any ramifications, consequences for what you did?
No. It was, at least I felt like I was getting even. I mean, they were just outside, you know, looking up at the sky. It was crazy. Crazy time. Didn't look like much fun. But the worst part was I had to, if I had to leave my apartment in the evening, in the morning was no problem because the breakers were mostly asleep, sometimes right there on the sidewalk. But in the evening, if I tried to leave to go join the gang at Mr. Laughs or something like that, it could take me a half hour to leave the garage because the crowds walking past the building just wouldn't let you, they wouldn't give you enough of a break to let you through. And even though work was in the evening, I remember once it took me an hour to drive the 3 miles to get home because it was so clogged up with, you know, the other thing is people driving down A1A, the strip, you know, drunk and waving their arms. But I borrowed our radio station van when I moved into this building. I thought it had the adequate clearance, but as I'm going down into the garage with the van, I hear this horrible scraping sound.
Oh, no.
Not only was it the station van, I hadn't asked permission to use it for this purpose.
Greg.
They smacked me on the wrist. But again, today, I look back at that stuff. And I'm not proud of it. I shouldn't have gotten away with so as much as I did. I don't do that now. I don't behave that way anymore. Although I do plan to use the Sprinter to move a couple of things, I guess.
Oh, okay.
From one location to another. Well, we're kind of waiting for Brandt to join us.
Yeah, we are.
I got this. Did Fox did suspend Judge Jeanine for 2 shows?
I believe so. Yeah.
Next time they'll just look for a reason to fire her. What is OAN? This story, apparently the California State Assembly is considering a bill that would ban the Bible.
All right, Travis, talk to me about this bill. This is essentially criminalizing religious beliefs. And I don't mean to speak in hyperbole here, but if this bill were to pass, would this prohibit the sale of the Bible that teaches these things about sexual morality?
Well, literally, according to how this law is written, yes, it would. This is, you know, PC culture, politically correct culture, gone horribly awry. This is really directly hitting at our First Amendment rights as American citizens. Now the Democrat legislators in this building right behind me, the California State Legislature, they want to tell you how to think, what sort of books that you can read, write, and purchase. It is completely wrong. It is absolutely against our First Amendment rights. And I, for one, will be a vocal opponent against this if it ever hits the assembly floor.
Right. I mean, some of the phrasing here, I read it in the introduction. I want to read it again. They say this includes efforts to change behaviors. I mean, that is the role of parents, to guide their children's behaviors. If they are not allowed to guide their children's behaviors with their religious beliefs, then what rights do parents even have in the state of California?
Which is exactly right. I mean, this is what the Democrats are trying to do in California. This is how bad it's gotten, how far away the California Democrat Party's actually gotten away from even just normal Democrats here in the state of California. They want to tell people how to think, what sort of books they can read, what books they can't read. Remember, this country is founded upon the freedom of expression, and now the California Democrats want to take even that away.
So let's ban the Bible, but let's kick Judge Jeanine off the air for 2 weeks because she had the audacity to comment on the Somalian representative in Congress and her anti-Semitism. This is, you know, again, back to 30s Germany, since we refused to learn from history. That's what Hitler and his minions did, was confiscate books that were contrary to the doctrine they were getting ready to impose on the German people. And it's happening again, right here, in the very country that saved Germany from that ideology. Of course, Germany is like Britain, two countries that can't even save themselves from themselves because of what they're allowing to go on there in the name of political correctness. It's unreal. So, Judge Jeanine removed for speaking the truth about Omar, Congressman Omar's Islamic roots and her adherence to the Quran, quoting directly from the Quran and condemning her anti-Semitism. So what about Hannity and Carlson and Laura Ingraham? You think they would stand up and protest the suspension of Judge Jeanine?
I don't know about that.
It's just a matter of time, man. This is scary stuff. This next election, you know, they want to do away with the Electoral College and open borders and everything possible to obtain a level of power that would be unbreakable under any situation short of another revolution. And I really don't think we should have to go through that again. Do you?
No.
No. 20 minutes after 5, last hour you heard our buddy Jeff Mallinson, and we appreciate the good words about Blue Water Broadcasting. But truth be told, Georgia Floors Direct owes its success to its adherence to the idea that made them successful to begin with almost 50 years ago. At that time, the Eastern Bypass was exactly that. It was a way around the congestion of the city of Montgomery, but Dick McAdams said, one day this will be the center of town, so we're going to build our warehouse here. We'll bring in popular styles of flooring from all over the country directly, no middlemen, so we can sell at a true wholesale price. We'll cultivate and build a team of installers who are really good at what they do so that our customers have the best possible experience from selection to service. And that formula has worked, and they haven't felt the need to tamper with it. And for that alone, they deserve applause, because some businesses can take a good thing and ruin it by trying to make it better. Georgia Floors Direct just continues to do what they've done for years. Save people big money on popular styles of flooring installed by people that are true artisans at what they do. And Jeff Mallinson, well, he's... I don't know of a guy on this earth that's of a better disposition, has a team of like-minded people who represent Georgia Floors Direct in the most positive way, so that your experience there is going to be great from beginning to end. So next time, whether it's a single room or you're looking at upgrading from carpeting that needs to go to maybe a hardwood or a laminate floor, think big. Tell them what your budget is. Tell them what you're interested in doing, and they'll give you a very focused shopping experience at Georgia Floors Direct. 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Furniture. Back to traffic at 521.
As we make our way through the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is seeing accidents all over the place. We have an accident on 85 South at Perry Hill Road. We also have an accident on 85 South just before the Ann Street exit. And the police should be cleaning up the accident on I-85 South between Mulberry and Ann Street. So be careful out there on 85. It's really busy. We also have an accident on 65 South. That one is at Fairview Avenue. So watch out there. And we have an accident on the Atlanta Highway. It's basically in front of Faulkner University. So use care in that area. Let's drive carefully and get home safely. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza, Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and health care information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
That is a great local business, by the way.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy?
Yes.
Do you suffer from shyness?
Yes.
Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive?
Yes.
If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacist about tequila.
Yes!
Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. Tequila can help ease you out of your shyness and let you tell the world that you're ready and willing to do just about anything. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you can overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Shyness and awkwardness will be a thing of the past, and you'll discover many talents you never knew you had. Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor control, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headache, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, and naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major factor in dancing like a retard, may cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you're in love with them, also may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may lead you to believe that ex-lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 a.m. Alcohol may make you think you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. And it may lead you to think people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy. And it also may be a major factor in getting your ass kicked. So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila. Tequila!
Next level of censorship is here. The banning of URLs. What does that mean? After blocking Zero Hedge and others, New Zealand telcos demand big tech censorship to protect consumers.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what they're going to do. Before you knew it, they'll be protecting consumers from Fox News and, you know, anything else that is remotely conservative. I don't understand this. What does this have to do with the New Zealand terror attack?
I'm not certain. Maybe they don't like, maybe Zero Hedge has what they would claim to be conspiracy theories about the attack. I don't know.
Let's see what Zero Hedge has on their webpage today.
Unholy alliance between big corporations and government.
Yeah.
Which is why I find it laughable that the government and our politicians are going to solve the problem of big tech. They're in bed with big tech.
Has passive investing gone full communism? Let's see. Governments need to stop prohibiting income. Gucci selling $870 sneakers that look dirty. What kind of an idiot would buy a pair of sneakers? Look it. First of all, they look like an Irish flag made into a shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Red, green, and white. And yeah, they look dirty. So take a look at my closet on my shoe tree or whatever it's called. I must have like tens of thousands of dollars worth of great shoes in there because mine already have that nice, smudgy up look. I'm ahead of the game in this regard. So this is why they banned Zero Hedge for stuff like this? Wow. Well, here's a guy, Devin Nunes is a whiny baby. Powell throws in the towel on growth and inflation, sees no more rate hikes in 2019. Well, idiot, you were the one that sent the market down 4,000 points late last year with your, you know, when Obama was there, what do we have, no interest rates for 8 years? No increase in the Fed rate? Trump comes along and the word is, hey, you know, the economy's getting too good. We got to make him look bad. And by the end of December, right around Christmas, might have been our last show before the Christmas break, the Dow had dropped below 22,000. For one day, below 22,000. Where did it finish today? Brad, by the way, is running into some issues.
Okay.
Wow, something negative must have happened at the end of the day because it was in green territory when I left the house at 2:30. Dow was down 141. I mean, it's not catastrophic. It's just disappointing. Oh, and this thing, this calendar feature on the phone tells you who's having birthdays today. Jerry Beasley's 50. I don't want to mention ages. Jerry Beasley, Kathy Whitehurst, Stephen Spooner. I'm assuming they're Facebook friends, right? There's so many things you can learn. Let's see what's new in baseball trade rumors.
Huh? All right.
Let's see. Ryan Flaherty has opted out of his deal with the Indians. That's over.
Oh, man.
In a surprising move, the Orioles have released Alcides Escobar.
Ah, but if he had read the subtext, you could have seen that coming.
But he was the starter on the Kansas City Royals World Series championship team of 2015.
Yeah, but that was 4 years ago.
The Giants have signed Matt Joyce. The White Sox have given a $70 million contract to a guy who's yet to play a major league game. See, what's happening is all of this huge money floating around. What they're trying to do now is if they've got a young player who looks like he's going to have a promising career. They throw a big pile of money of him in front of him early on. That way, they've got guaranteed big bucks, and the team has cost control. Now, this can also blow up in their face. Houston, a few years ago, gave a $10 million contract to John Singleton. And Singleton is out of baseball, and they're still paying him. Sometimes I'd love to do a study, not just on baseball, but athletes in general, and how they respond to this massive fortune that gets dumped into their lap, and how they respond to that. You know, does it become a giant pressure that they feel they can't live up to, and they kind of self-destruct? There's a bunch of players in baseball you could say that about. In other cases, you know, I think Bryce Harper will be completely unaffected. He'll play as he always has. And then this guy Singleton apparently started using his $10 million for things like cocaine and stuff like that. I just wish I could tell the story that Dwight Stevenson, Alabama superstar and Hall of Famer, who played for the Dolphins. I wish I could tell you the story that he told me in a golf cart about, well, I don't know, 20, 30 years ago, about football player behavior. I did not know until Bob told me that the Dolphins had four full-time private detectives who literally, with certain players, would follow them from their homes to wherever they went. And when they were out, they were on call to post bail or take care of any situation that may have occurred before it became a police report. Four of them, full-time, whose job was to clean up whatever mess these guys might go out and make on South Beach. South Beach is a toilet. If you ever get visions of going to South Beach because of the glamour and the glitz, don't.
That's what I've heard, not only from you, but many others.
It is overrun with wannabe a-holes. The other day, the top story in Miami, and this isn't, you know, like Ronda Rousey and your little wrestling girls. This was basically, it looked like a gang of street hoes having a Pier 6 brawl.
Have you heard
your name? On Ocean Drive. I mean, just absolutely pounding the crap out of each other. Blood and nudity and craziness, and the police can't break it up. And what are the guys doing? They're standing around with their cameras videotaping while they're tearing each other's hair out in clumps. Yeah, Brent? All right. Brent McDonald's finally been able to connect with us, so let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from Salt Lake City.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm a little late calling in. It was total mayhem down there in the lobby right when we came in. So, anyway, how are things back in Montgomery?
Well, I was just looking at the numbers on the market today and kind of disappointed because when I left the house, the Dow was green, and then I just looked and it's down 150 points. And the Fed chair says no more rate hikes. So what got everybody's panties in a wad today, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, it's a continuation. I was able to kind of keep up with a little bit of it on the flight coming in. But the main reason I was on the Wi-Fi system on the plane was just for the Fed. Not only have they caved, but man, they are sounding a major big time dovish tone. I don't think there's a very real possibility we won't see any rate hikes rest of this year. They talked about the balance sheet, which everyone was focused on, their personal balance sheet. And I think they're probably about to stop that balance sheet runoff. So I would say that was very, very significant from the standpoint of the Federal Reserve is now confirming what the rest of us have been seeing, that there's a drastic slowdown that's happening worldwide. And they even brought down their expected GDP growth rate for the United States to around 2.1, which, again, if that were to happen, okay, it's a slowdown. But we have to remember this is this is really more about what's happening with the rest of the world, not so much about what's happening here. And so I think that they're being very responsible in their approach to this. You know, earnings are underway. That's another big deal. And I think, as I talked about yesterday, FedEx is also confirming this. You know, they came in under analyst expectations, guided down for the year. But then you see other little small glimmers where you see companies like Today and After Hours, Micron, which is a huge semiconductor name, a major bellwether for semiconductor stock. They beat analyst expectations. They said they feel like they basically are maybe in the trough of this downturn that we've seen. And so that was very encouraging, and that stock was up in After Hours. So I just sort of view it, if you zoom out, I view this as a situation where we're hitting a major international growth speed bump, okay, and the Chinese are hard at work pouring stimulus into their economy. The Europeans are doing the same. Our Fed is now acquiescing, and they're creating conditions where, you know, the United States won't have much to worry about in terms of cost of capital and so on and so forth. And I think we're going to eventually pull out of this, but we need to get the trade deal done, and I think we will here in the next several weeks, and that could be a catalyst for us.
That would be nice. We'd like to see good news take place. How long will you be in Salt Lake now?
I will be here through Sunday. I'm at this Barron's conference. It ends Saturday morning, and so I'm really, really excited about that. Looking forward to it. It starts tonight. We'll be hard at it every day. I'm going to attempt to break away to see this Auburn game in Salt Lake. It just so happens, dumb luck, you know, here I am, and they got seated out here in the first round and hopefully the second round. So we'll see. But I'll be calling in the rest of the week and reporting back, you know, because we've got a lot of brilliant people here, really, really bright people. I would say when you have these various conferences, you're probably looking at close to $100 billion in assets under management. Wow. When you combine all the firms. So it's very significant. And there'll be a lot to talk about.
All right. We hope that you're successful in getting to see the Auburn game. And we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow. In the meantime, Brant may be out of town, but McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, their office is open. Why not schedule that appointment to get with Brant and meet that incredible team of people so you can start a financial plan for you and your family, not just for short-term needs, but for the long-term. Think down the line, first a year, then 10 years. Where do you want to be? What do you want to accomplish with the money you work so hard to make? Why does it seem like you haven't been able to do anything? Well, it's all about money management. And this is something that they can help you with big time at McDonald and Hagen. 387-0094 is the number to call and make the appointment. 387-0094. I'm glad we got you in before the show is over, Brent.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I appreciate you accommodating.
No problem. Glad to do it.
Take care, guys.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial. Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool this summer. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Gosh, Jay, how do you learn to talk so fast?
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Amazing.
As we roll on through the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees a mess out there. We have three accidents in a row on I-85 southbound. They all start around Ann Street and go all the way into the downtown area. So once you hit Ann Street, back out of it and slow down. It's also real crowded around the interchange. Once you head north on I-65, you will have a jam up around the Northern Boulevard as well. But that's a small one, and it probably will move itself on out of the way in just a little bit. Traffic around the boulevard is manageable, but you will slow down at most of the traffic lights, so be careful there. If you're headed into Wetumpka, Seneca, there's a slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light and also once you get up around the casino. Watch out for all the traffic and let's get home safely. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter and more are on the way. They've got to go and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, we're often criticized for not spending enough time listening to what the liberals have to say. So we're going to go to Kirsten Gillibrand here in just a moment because she has great ideas. You'll want to vote for her when you hear what she's got in mind.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Hi, everybody. Lots going on. And besides the fact that it's the first day of spring, we've got that full super moon out there tonight. Partly cloudy, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 44. Tomorrow, great day. More sun. Upper 60s to perhaps teasing the 70-degree mark. Friday's high around 71. Another great day. And mid-70s Saturday and Sunday. Perfect forecast for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. The pollen count still in the very high range right on through the end of the week and into the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
birds will sing. Goodbye to cold. Sun is in the sky. Time to take off my coat and go outside. Flowers will bloom, bright reds and bright pinks. It's in the air.
Love spring.
Love spring.
WACB 546. Spring break tonight at Baumhauer's right after the show. We're going to do something that we don't do often on the show. We're going to listen to a Democrat.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is Kirsten Gillibrand. I think it's important that you understand what they have planned for you. I wish we had something from Klobuchar. But we don't. So we'll have to listen to this nitwit instead. Swell.
He said.
Yeah. Well, the volume's up. Oh, I got the wrong thing on. I am so sorry. Let me take it back to
you
the...
You silly goose.
Trump, so what will I do? I have a lot of ideas. First, we need comprehensive immigration reform. If you are in this country now, you must have the right to pay into Social Security, to pay your taxes, to pay into the local school system, and to have a pathway to citizenship. That must happen.
She also wants them to receive Social Security, into which they paid nothing. Comprehensive immigration reform. What do we need to reform? We just need to enforce the law. She faced scrutiny earlier this week over comments she made during an MSLSD town hall when she said immigration is not a security issue. It's an economic and humanitarian and a family issue. No, it's a security issue. We have 15,000 of them. Is it 15 or 50? Locked up in penitentiaries all across the U.S. for serious crimes they've committed against our citizens. So the reform we need is to stop letting them in. We got to be able to take care of our own. And when we can say we have done that, we talked about Selma earlier, when we can go into a city like that and say, all right, what can we do to really fix Selma and really give it a future? Well, we can do that, and we've accomplished those goals. Then we can, meanwhile, throw their asses out. According to current law, only legal residents of the U.S. are entitled to Social Security benefits. Well, duh. You pay into that pyramid thing your whole life. Didn't they say, who was it? Was it in the 90s? Didn't they, our brilliant congressman, say that it was going to be a lockbox fund? That all Social Security revenues would be kept in that fund so that it could, you know, pay the bills. They haven't done that.
It's going to run out of money in 12 years. And if Congress does nothing, because it's an unpopular decision to touch Social Security, it's an automatic 25% cut to beneficiaries.
Yeah, well, they can cut this 25%. Over my dead body, they'll do that. You think I'm kidding? You think by that point I'll care? 12 years? I'll be 60 what?
I just think a lot of people, especially if you're close to earning Social Security, I think you should get it. But you should also realize that the government lied to you and stole from you.
And they want to steal from us and give it to people that contributed nothing. And then, you know, this woman in this, she looks like she's at a comedy club. And she's wearing the latest in libtard wear. Like, she's got her jeans on. Isn't she cool? She'll be our first President Barbie. They think they're going to win with this, really? Didn't you learn anything from 2016? Yeah, let's get even crazier. Trump's attack on McCain deplorable. No, they were honest. And when honesty is called deplorable, Look, just the act, in my opinion, treasonous. Knowingly taking a document that he knew was false. I'm talking about the Russian dossier that Hillary's team paid for through Fusion GPS and was authored by British Steele. What was his name? Steele.
Yeah. Christopher Steele.
Christopher Steele. British Steele.
Go eat some gooey fries already.
You know what? I need to do that. I need to just get my ass over there. Because right now, people are listening. Especially
this thing is nuts, man.
Yeah. Authored by British Steele. It was all BS. And McCain knowingly passed that document on to get the drop on this outsider who had the audacity to think a regular citizen, no matter how much money he might have, that it's somebody who wasn't, who hadn't earned their way up from town council to mayor to state senator to the White House, who had the audacity to tell the American people, hey, you know what? Because everybody said they were an outsider. Look at Obama. That's what he said. Whoa! Yeah, I'm going to come in with a complete bullcrap. He had his strings pulled the entire presidency, and he was worse than anybody when it came to inside shenanigans. You know what will feel good after an evening of spring break fun at Bomb Hours? I might just treat myself to a bonus bath tonight. It's been about a month now that the tub has worked, and it is my one thing that makes me feel like a rich guy. It's a nice garden tub. And I think back to when water started showing up in my butt, which I have to get over to Georgia Floors Direct and get that replaced. Because water will leave some interesting patterns in the car once it dries out. But I was more concerned with because this is the one place, this is my little sanctuary. And when you've been hit by cars and buses and had the kind of physical experiences I've had, it's nice to sink into a hot tub of water and just let everything relax. And when it was sending water into the bedroom carpeting, something had to be done. And once it got beyond the realm, because he does work with hot tubs, you know, David Fagan, when he says you better get Clarkson here. And the process of elimination, it was almost like they were solving a crime or a murder. You know, well, who was the culprit here? What is the real issue? Because it could have been mold. It could have been water coming in from the outside. You know, because when you take a big tub like that out, what's underneath it is sand. And that's directly connected to the outside. So that had to be eliminated. And eventually the tub had to be pulled out. The tile and everything that was around it had to be carved out, and Clark's brought in a guy who was a master at this process. And it was weird to drive home and see the bathtub in the garage while they were working on the drain issue and all the other possibilities. They did find a little mold in the wall. They treated that. That will no longer be an issue. And then they put it all back together, and no more problems. And when I think about the effort and the teamwork from Clark's plumbers that went into that, I'm grateful for that every day, that I know these people, that you can trust somebody that good. And I'm thinking, this is going to cost thousands of dollars to fix. And it didn't. It was worth every single penny to have that level of competence and expertise taking care of a problem. Call Clark's at 277-2125. Join their club. Get two annual tune-ups to your heating and air conditioning and know that 24-7, 365, the best in the business are a phone call away. And that's what they are, the best in the business. Good people, too, at Clark's. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
It is absolutely amazing the difference 15 minutes can make out there in the traffic. Montgomery Skywatch sees everything returning to normal. It's not a big problem if you're traveling on the boulevard right now, but you will slow down at the traffic lights. I-85 and I-65 are up to a speed limit ride, so there's no problem if you're headed up to Prattville. If you're headed to Wetumpka, there's a little slowdown around Redland Road, but not much to worry about. We see what looks like an accident at Highway 14 and I-65, so be careful if you're up in the area around Prattville. And let's get home safely this afternoon. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 7 years in a row. The Alabama Lawns staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
The Alabama Shakespeare Festival presents a delightful adaptation of A.A. Milne's Winnie the Pooh, now through May 5th on the festival stage. Join Pooh, Piglet, Eeyore, Al, and more of their friends in a charming musical adventure the whole family will enjoy. Winnie the Pooh spends his days searching for honey, doing his exercises, and playing with his best friends. Don't miss this merry romp through the 100-acre wood. Get your tickets today by calling the ASF box office at 271-5353 or online at asf.net.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our new online banner ads to you. They're bright, welcoming, and clickable, with a perfectly stacked headline that reads, Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. You'll find yourself drinking in this banner ad for minutes on end and wondering about your own insurance choices.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Improve visibility in your vehicle when you replace your worn wiper blades with a pair of Trico Titan wiper blades. Plus, you'll get a $15 O'Reilly gift card. Don't risk your safety because of poor visibility. Get premium blades at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
And now, a star is born. On March 20th, 1928, the world welcomed little baby Fred Rogers. The future children's TV host showed talent on the day he was born.
Won't you please?
Hey, look, he's singing.
Please, won't you be